Well, if you have your Bible, if you want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 28, I just want to thank you. Even so, just to hear these encouraging words and this charge of encouragement, honestly, it's a blessing to my heart. So for those of you that have been sitting patiently, I hope you find these words to be encouraging to your hearts as well. I come here humbled, honestly, and grateful for what God is doing in my life, and quite frankly, what God is doing in your lives, and what I hear God doing in your lives. And so I want to take you to the Great Commission, and you may have these verses memorized, but I want you just to look at these words, because quite honestly, these are the words and the reason why I'm here. It's because of Jesus and his charge that he gave the disciples. In verse 18, it says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" See, I accepted Christ when I was 5 years old. And I'll tell you that that's not the end of the story. That's the very beginning of how God began working in my life. And sorry, I apologize. This is, for me, this is a moment of God's grace and his provision in me, because I know that at the core of who I am a sinner who's been saved by God's grace. And so at 5 years old, I accepted Jesus to be my Savior. And as I began this relationship, this discipleship, sitting under and learning about who Jesus was, I became a follower of Jesus Christ. And so I began to do these things. I began to sit under people who were teaching me to obey the commandments of Jesus Christ, to follow him, and really just to be with and to be in relationship with Jesus Christ. And so as I've gone on this journey and walked with Jesus, he's led me to different places. And even, honestly, in December of 2016, I sat down with Pete and Karen Johnson. We sat down in their living room. And there I was, and I knew God had called me to be a disciple, and he honestly called me to go and make disciples. So I sat in front of Pete and Karen, Amanda and I both did, and we looked at them and said, "God is stirring in our hearts, but we have no idea what we're supposed to do." It was both an exciting season, but it was a scary season. We were saying, "Lord, we're open. We know you're calling us, but we don't know where we're supposed to go." And so as I continued down this path, a couple months later, Pete emailed me. It was a Friday afternoon. I was just about to leave work, and I look in my email box, and I see this email from Pete Johnson, and I begin reading it. And he tells me, basically, if I've thought about ever becoming a pastor. So I sink back in my chair, and I both laugh and I want to cry. Because in my heart, I know God is saying, "Here we go, Kent, buckle up. I have something new for you." So in obedience, Amanda and I began walking in this journey. And a couple months after we began the process, we heard about this church in New York State called Grace Church. I read through the job description, and it wasn't really even a job description, honestly. It was the heart of a ministry and a desire for someone to do what God had called them to do. And so I began learning about you, studying you, Googling you, all those things that people do when they want to find out about who you are. And as God has just opened up each door, he's made it clear this is where God is calling us to be. Not because of, honestly, who I am, but because of who God is and who he is making me to be in his work and in his power that I stand before you this morning. And that's why I'm just humbled and grateful to be before you. But I'm not coming with something brand new. I'm not coming with something that's going to be crazy or exciting. I'm coming with the same gospel, the same teaching of Jesus, that I want to come as a disciple of Jesus Christ, and I want to make more disciples. I want you to make more disciples.
Let's do it.
Amen. And that we will be a church, a community that has our eyes fixed on Jesus. But I know that if I'm going to lead you there, It would only be fair, it would only be right that I would be doing the same. And even this week, I've been in my office, and I've just been going through, Kent, what does it mean to be a disciple? What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? So I commit to you, Grace Church, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, to be someone who has their eyes constantly fixed on Jesus. And when I mess up, to ask God for forgiveness and to turn back to Him. I commit to you to being messy and to get into the messiness of relationships, because I know that for true discipleship to take place, it can only take place in the messiness of relationship. And I am excited to move forward with you, knowing God does have a new chapter in Grace Church. God has done amazing things in this church, and I've heard many stories. And I look forward to being a part of the process of what God will continue to do in the life of Grace Church. So my hope is that as I serve you, that you will come alongside and serve with me also. That we will serve Grace Church, we'll serve the community, and we'll even have the opportunity to serve people of this world. And we don't know what to expect, but we believe in a God who will exceed any expectation we will make. And I want you to know, Grace Church, I come before you. I love you. I'm a man to say that. to say that might be awkward, but I want to tell you that I love you. I'm giving my life and laying it down before Jesus Christ to serve you. And I have counted the cost of following Jesus Christ. But I also count it a privilege to serve you. And I look forward to serving you, hopefully well, by God's grace, in the name of Jesus. Amen.